If you would like to do so, come on. I mean, I know all of you probably can't, because we won't have enough time for every single one of you to share a story or a thank you over the mic, but give me 10 people that are just ready to do so. Okay. All right. Okay, we'll start here with Devin, and we'll just go right down the line. And you guys just share a story, share, you know, something that, you know, just about Jesslyn, that, and just how she's had an impact on your life. Go ahead.
So Jesslyn, I know I've had some troubles in my life, you know, and struggles. Problems didn't seem like so bright for me. It wasn't going to work out, but I'd always, on Sunday, I'd always come forward and talk to Jesslyn about it, how she would always welcome me. Now I'm filled welcome by everyone here to come here, share my faith with the Lord, and thank you, Jesslyn, for everything you've done.
I love Jesslyn. Jesslyn's helped me grow in a lot of things since I joined FSM, and she's been the best leader ever.
Okay, so Jesslyn has done so much for me throughout my life. But my favorite Jesslyn story is that on every single trip that we go on, one animal gets killed because she hits it.
I love that about her.
I don't know what to say to that, but okay. I love Jesslyn. Ever since winter camp, I feel like we've been closer, because winter camp, she helped me grow so much, and I feel like I'm so much closer to God thanks to her and Scott. I love you both. Thank you guys so much. You have been a great part of my life, and I'm going to miss you guys so much.
Woo! Okay, well, ever since I've come to what used to be On Fire, now is FSM, Jesslyn has always been there for me, and with everything. We've had many laughs together and many tears together, and all the trips that we have gone on, all of us have gotten closer because of Jesslyn and Scott, and we're all going to miss them very much.
I grew up in FSM, being born into this church and all, and so Jesslyn's been there the entire time through On Fire, and she's really helped me grow in Christ. I just wanted to thank you for that, because you've always been willing to come up and say, "Hi, Anna, how are you doing today?" You know, and that really means a lot. Thank you.
I want to thank Scott for teaching me, like, the sound and stuff and how to use it, and I guess all the tech people, no. And then I'm glad that Jesslyn was there for me. She prayed for me. She just helped me get closer to the Lord, and I'm glad. Thank you.
Are you crying?
No.
No.
All right, I gotta say, first of all, for me, it's always gonna be called On Fire. It's always gonna be On Fire. First, Jesslyn and Scott both, they kind of both, at first, when I first joined On Fire, I was kind of just a church kid, you know, church, Jesus, yay. But they kind of both taught me what it means to be Christian and have a personal relationship with Jesus. And it's been really hard time, fun time, transitioning through becoming from what I was to what I am now. And you guys have blessed me so much. And I want to say thank you for that. Thank you. And I think Scott took that missing cupcake.
Hey, so I don't think y'all can see this, but this is my favorite picture of Jesslyn. And she's trying to do a cartwheel at Dare to Share. This is, so, maybe we can put it on screen. But I knew I'd blank out. So first I want to talk to Scott. And Scott, he's not known for his chattiness, to say the least, and but what he says is really profound and important, and he has a really good sensor of what he's going to say before he says it. Like, I know sometimes I just, like, talk, and then I'm, like, regret it later, because And so, and then, you know, his impact, I mean, I was in his small group, and his impact on all of us have been, like, really, really cool and not unnoticed, and just, you've really helped everyone here. It's been good to have a male role model here. So, and then, Jesslyn, I love how you always just worship to the fullest, and you, when I was there, at least, you were always teaching there in the middle school room, so thanks for that. And then, but you always do everything you do 100%. Like, you do, whatever you're doing, you do it to the most, like, fullness you can possibly do it, and it's awesome, and just want to thank you for that. Everything you do, like, the Holocaust room, the Anne Frank room that I got to help you with, and that was fun, and so I'm sad to see you guys go, but I'm excited for your future and what God has for you in the future. So thanks, guys.
So I went all 3 years through On Fire. I was actually there before Jeslyn was. Yeah. But I always loved going to On Fire on Sundays and Wednesdays, but the real amazing parts for me were always on trips with Scott and Jeslyn. They always say relationships start on trips, which is true for us. I mean, we totally built relationships on trips. The one thing that I love on trips to see, I saw it with Jeslyn and I saw it with Kurt, is always you get to see how much they really do, how much they do behind the scenes for us, how much sleep she loses every night trying to think of how to make FSM better, how much time she spends every week planning the sermon, praying over us. It's just amazing to see on the trips really how she works, how her mind is always set. Even though she seems like it's always having a fun time, she's always set, and she's really letting God speak through her. And so we also had a lot of fun times on trips, like prank pulling and Paige, where I think that was all we did. We maybe worked a couple hours in the day, but most of the time we were just pulling pranks on each other. Or in West Virginia when we were working through the mud and all the rain and stuff. But I just had a really great time with Scott and Jeslyn. They've really taught me a lot. They really helped me grow into the person that I am.
I think it'd be fitting now if Scott and Jeslyn would just come down and we could pray for them. Would that be okay? All right, good. So why don't you guys come down? And you guys can go ahead and surround them as they come. Do your best, and if you can't reach them, feel free to just extend a hand. And I'll lead us in prayer, and I'll probably just select a couple of you guys to pray over them as we go, okay? Lord, I thank you for Jeslyn and Scott. I thank you for the clear impact that they have had on every student here. I ask right now that you would just be with them as they go through this next step, as they move closer to you, as you draw them close to you, Lord. I pray that you just bring guidance, that Jeslyn would not go stir crazy feeling like she may not have something to do, but that you're going to give her something to do, Lord, and that you're going to be with her and with Scott. Lord, I speak provision over them as we go forward. I speak life over them. I speak just fruitfulness as they go forward, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for this awesome anointing that you've placed upon them to communicate to students. We thank you for them, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for Jeslyn and Scott. Would you please bless them as they move on, doing what you tell them to do? Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifices that they made for us. Would you please guide them, show them where you want them to go, and bless them and love them.
Dear God, I pray for Jeslyn and Scott. Just guide them through their path and just let them see what they've sown in us, Lord, and that in several years later, that they'll be able to see what they've done, even though it's not quite so apparent right now. And I just hope that you continue to guide their path, continue to fulfill their needs and their wants, Lord, and just bless them as you've blessed us with them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Dear Lord, I thank you so much for Jesslyn and Scott, and I just pray that you would help them throughout their lives as they move on from us, and I pray that you would just bless them for all the blessings that they've poured onto us and all the stress that they've gone through just to be with us, and I thank you that they were here for us to cry on their shoulders and just spill everything in our lives out to them, so thank you, Jesus.
Lord, just thank you so much for Jesslyn and Scott, Lord, and just thank you for the mentors that they've been to all of us, and thank you for the impact that they've made in all of our lives, and just them being the Christians that they are, and them believing in you so strongly, Lord, has just poured over in all of our lives, and Lord, thank you for their marriage, and thank you for what an example that is to all of us, and just our future, God, and Lord, I pray that just through this time, you will comfort them, and just be with them as this hard time comes, Lord, just to comfort them and to comfort all of us, Lord, because you are so good and you have so many plans. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Jesslyn, would you like to share?
Well, before Jesslyn gets to share and Scott gets to nod his head beside her, I figure we had obviously 10 people come and share, and that was incredible. I would assume that there's more that would like to share. I know there are some parents who've been alongside Jesslyn for 6.5 years that are sitting in here that may have something to say. I know there are a couple leaders who have been here for a while or even for a short period and have gotten to know Jesslyn. Yeah.
So can't do this without crying. I'm telling you that right now. So, okay, good. As a parent, it's a big deal to allow your child, thank you, to sit under someone else spiritually. That's letting go of part of that. And I remember when she first came, and it was you and me and I think Laurel, and we used to meet once a week to pray for the kids. And I remember thinking, hearing her heart in the prayers that she had for all of you, even when she started. And I thought, thank you, Lord, for two people that are coming alongside me as a parent to help me raise spiritually my child and trusting both of you with my children on a regular basis outside of my care is a huge thing for a parent to be able to do. So I am so thankful that we've had them and how grateful I am for how much they fed into my children. So thank you.
Annie.
Well, my dear, I have enjoyed the ride that we've had together, and I was amazed at Jesslyn when I first got to know her because she was so wise beyond her years, you know? It was just amazing, and the maturity that you have, and discernment. You guys, parents or kids didn't have to tell her about some stuff about you. The Holy Spirit would tell her. She's really been so sensitive to the Lord. And then I've appreciated, Jesslyn, that you have been a leader who allowed other leaders to lead. I have never had so much freedom before as a worship leader, and just the trust between us has been incredible. And it's just been a privilege to work with you. I love you so much. And I just see your imprint in these kids here. And I just say, go, girl. And Scott, yeah.
So I actually met Jesselyn when I was still in high school, and we did this thing called 11 to 8, where, I don't know if you remember that, the juniors would, like, mentor eighth graders. And I think that was the first time that I really, like, got to see you as a person, because I knew who you were. And for me, I don't know if you ever knew this, but it was such an encouragement to see a female in leadership and what that looks like and taking on that role, since that's my heart as well, and then graduating and getting to work under you and have you encourage me. I'm going to cry too. Through some really hard times and some really good times. So I'm so excited for you guys, and I can't wait to see what God does. So love you.
I have been very blessed for the last 6.5 years to work with Jesselyn in a variety of capacities. She has spoken to my life in very much the same way that she speaks into you guys's. And it's a blessing beyond words. Connor touched one piece. You don't all see what she does behind the scenes. But I've worked car washes with both her and Scott, where there were a whole bunch of children and two or three or four of us. And their hearts are there, even in those instances, to play with you, to have fun with you, and to speak into you. And so we're losing two people who have incredible hearts for you. But God's got such a journey ahead for the two of you, and I'm excited to see how it plays out. So I want to thank you for all that you are and all that you will be.
And if any of you want to come up and say anything in addition, like students, just come over. Come this way. Line's over here.
Jesselyn, she came right in the middle of the summer when I was finishing up my eighth grade year, and she came on my first missions trip, and it was her first missions trip. She just jumped right in. She was so organized. We were all very impressed by it. And then we got there, and I shared a room with her and one other girl, and she just spoke so much into my life. Like, it was amazing because it was like the first time a youth leader really seemed to pay a whole lot of attention to my life, and I thought that was really awesome. And then a fun memory, I don't know if you remember, she got a birthday card, I think it was, or something while we were there, and it played music, and it went do-do-do-do-do-do, that whole song. And we made a music video to it, and she danced the Charlie Brown, and we all had different dances, and that was really fun.
So probably my best memory of Jesselyn and Scott is probably the New York trip last summer. And it was just really impactful to me because right around that time, I don't know, my life was just a mess. And throughout my time here at FSM now, but Jesselyn was always the person I could always go to and like would never be mad at me or never like judge me. And just blank slate, wow. I don't have any. I can't think of anything else.
Well, I'm already crying. But I just want to thank you guys for everything that you do that, like, again, that we don't see, and just for being there and supporting us. And Jesselyn, you've been with me through everything.
So you guys have just been like an amazing just mentor and just spiritual really parents to me. Jesselyn, I remember our favorite memories were camp. Just doing crazy things. A memory I remember was Someone took a picture of us on your bed. I think you were giving me a massage, and it looked like you were giving birth to a child. So, yes, my teenage child. But I just remember always coming to you and just repenting to you about a lot of stuff, and kind of like one of the parents said about discernment, you already knew. And it just boggled my mind that you already knew, but then it just showed me just how much the Holy Spirit talks to you about us. And I'm just so thankful for both of you and just how much you've impacted everybody. You were my middle school leader. We were your first sixth grade class, and it's just amazing just to see how much you've poured into all of our lives. So thank you so much.
I just want to say thank you just for everything you guys have done, because I know that coming in sixth grade, I was just a crazy child, and I don't know how you guys handled with me, but just seeing the time and how it progresses and just how much you guys have poured into my life is just amazing, and just through trips and you guys always having Red Bull and always being awake to make sure that when we were crying in the night times, you guys were there. So thank you guys for that, and yeah, thank you.
Well, first of all, I love you guys so much, and you've poured into my life in so many different ways, but one of the ways I'm not sure you're aware of is that you've taught me to worship with abandon, just to give all of myself up, and just ever since middle school, you know, I had been going to a different church, and they didn't worship the way that I came in, and it was so different. I could hear your voice from the back, and I love that about you. You always know when you're in the room worshiping God, and that's the way it should be for everyone, but it just taught me to, you know, sing with all of my heart and just worship with all my heart. And that's one of the biggest things that I've seen from you. And I want to thank you for that, because I wouldn't be able to worship God the way I do if I hadn't had your example.
I just want to thank you guys, whether it be going on trips with you and just making the blast and just being a part of my life. I really appreciate you just walking with me through the hard times. So, sorry, guys.
Tissue. I just want to thank you guys for, well, mostly Jesslyn on the trips. You're like our second mom. It felt like it. It was always fun. And you guys spent so much time worrying about us and praying for us. And I remember always seeing you on Wednesdays and Sundays. And whenever Jesslyn was busy, Scott would always be the last person there to talk to. It was always fun to talk to you. But I just want to thank you guys so much.
Okay, so I want to first of all say thank you. And my favorite thing, memory or anything about you, is all the nicknames you've came up with for me. One of them is Bob. And I just want to thank you for your impact on my life and on the trips and everything that you do. Thank you.
I want to say thank you, and I'm more new to the FSM, so I don't really have that many memories like everybody, but you were there from my day one coming here, and I was hoping you'd be there to my last day, and I was like, oh, I hope Jesslyn's going to be there today. I hope Jesslyn's going to be there every time I go to church, and I just got to say you're one of my favorite people that I can talk to, and you're just always there for me, and just thank you.
We're the little social ones, if you haven't noticed. So, okay, I'll start. But I just wanted to say one of my favorite memories with both of you guys is winter camp when we had to eat all that stuff. I'm pretty sure everyone threw up on that trip. That was an interesting night. Oh, it was so gross. That was interesting. But so, one thing I really love about Scott is that he always has the most memorable and most impact things to say to everyone. He's not always the most social person, but he says the most things he says things that impact my life so much and that I remember till day like one till now. So I want to thank you so much.
So I think it's kind of funny because Jesslyn's the chatterbox and Scott's just quiet, but I remember, I think it was at Fuge Camp when we took so many pictures and when we were eating at lunch and we took pictures and stuff was just flying everywhere and it was fun. But I know that wherever both of you guys go, you guys will affect everyone around you in many different ways. And I can always count on you guys that you will spread the word of God, and that if anyone is in need to talk to anyone, I know that you guys are always there, and you better stay in touch with me.
Hi, you really changed my life. I haven't been here for very long, but you've been there for me, and you were really welcoming, and I'll miss you a lot.
I just want to say thank you for how much you guys cared about us, because I know at winter camp, despite the fact that you let us eat all those bizarre things, there was, at every meal, there were always juices, milk, and soda, and you made us drink one glass of water before we had anything else. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Well, Jocelyn and Scott, I just want to thank you for getting me through the rough times I've been through, and especially you, Scott, over the trip when you helped me get that touchy subject about my mom. And Jocelyn, I'm never going to forget the drywall shuffle. That was probably one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And I just want to thank you for all the stuff you've helped me through and everyone else here, and I hope you guys keep doing it.
I just wanted to thank you guys for everything you've done for us, for always being there for us, whether it be prayer or whatever it is, for the sacrifices you guys made for us. I just wanted to thank you guys for that.
So I was like new to FSM a couple, like I think about 2 to 1 years ago. So, and I would always, you know, like to come to hear Justin speak the message. And I'd always, you know, after church, talk to my parents about it. And I would go up to my room, you know, open my Bible and get more into it. And I like to thank Justin for doing that and trying to get me closer to God by being such a great friend to me. Thanks.
Hi. I knew Jocelyn in high school, like Kimberly over here. And I think the first time I went to coffee, I was like junior or senior, something like that. And even then, just knowing how much you care for students. And this last year has been insane and beautiful. And I used to never cry. Now I do like daily. And you ruined me a little. And the life that you have spoken into me has been just a blessing that I can't even describe to you. I don't think you know the words that you've spoken to me and how much they've meant to me. And also, on the hard days, sometimes it's just hard, and you love these students so passionately. And some of the days I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And just seeing how you keep going, and you keep going through the mud, and you will do anything for any of these students and people in general, not just students, but people in their lives, and fighting for them to know Jesus and fighting for them to be more intimate with him without receiving any glory. And just the humility that you walk in has been a blessing to watch and to learn from. And I just want to say thank you for this past year and even before that. You're awesome, and I love you so much, and I can't wait for you to have 100 children.
I think I didn't cry at all at work until I came to work with Jocelyn. So I think, you know, it's just kind of that effect that you have on people. They're not afraid to show their emotions around you, not afraid to really be real and transparent with you. And I think that's a testament to who you guys are as people. And so I really felt like I got to know you guys pretty well, and even in a short period of time. And I wanted to thank you for just some of the organization stuff you have in the office, some of just various things that I know will be a huge blessing to us as we go forward. And really, you guys paved the way. You paved a foundation for the people that are coming after you. And we are grateful and very thankful for all that you guys have done here. And so, from the bottom of my heart, I couldn't thank you guys enough.
So I cried before I met Jesslyn. And during and after. So I am a crier. Thank you, Caleb. If there's nothing else you guys take from Scott and Jesslyn, two things. Obviously, they love the Lord more than anything else. And that's evident in how they talk and how they live their lives and just everything. And so if you don't memorize one other word in the Bible, remember, love God. And whatever you do, you're called to serve. You're called to serve people. You're not called to serve a ministry. You're called to serve people. And so watching them serve you guys and us, remember that. Remember how she served and how she loved you, because you are the ministry. You are the ministry. You are part of the church. The church isn't, you know, this Mr. America room or whatever it's supposed to be. You're the church. And just take that from them and remember how well she loved you and loves you still. It doesn't end. And implement that. Paul continued to say, imitate me. And that seems kind of arrogant, but Jesslyn and Scott can say that. And they have been saying it through their lives for 6.5 years. And so, do it. Yeah? And I just want to thank you so much for, just for what you've been in my life. Both at church, working, and personally, I remember sitting in your office really crying about my wife now. We had many talks, and just how you'd sit there and listen and you'd give advice and just your heart for me. I just so appreciate it, and I appreciate you. And I know that our road isn't done. That's a fact. So thank you. We'll let Scott, Jesslyn talk and Scott nod now. And
maybe we'll start with Scott. I don't know. You want to start?
Sure. I want to thank the leaders just for just the service that you guys have done. I mean, one of the things that both Jesslyn and I, when we do this stuff, one of our goals is to support the leaders so that, because really it's, I don't really see it as us, it's a group effort. And so I just want to thank the leaders for everything that they've done, the sacrifices that they've made too. They've put in lots of hours as well, and I want to just thank each and every one of you for what you've done. To you students, Joe's right. I mean, this isn't something that we walk away and, well, you know, off to the next thing. I mean, you guys will be in our hearts for years to come. It's going to be great to see you guys as you become adults and get into college and get into careers. So I just thank you for letting us be a part of your lives. And it's amazing just to think back to when we first started. And so the seniors now, just to see the amazing growth that they've had. Just thank you for letting us be a part of your lives. And it's an honor to just be a part of that. So thank you.
There, that was a lot of words for Scott. Yes, good job, Scott. He's pretty social for an IT guy, right? You'd never know. We started the Belong series last week, and Joe said it really well as many of you guys. Our whole goal has been that you guys belong to Jesus. You know, there really is nothing better. And I can tell you that, a lot of you guys talked about, the behind-the-scenes stuff. And the hours on trips, you know, the big Bible at camp where we took a break in the Word, you know, like just funny stuff. God is good, and He is so, so, so worth. He's worth all of you. He is worth all of your time. He's worth all of your energy. He's worth all of your sacrifice. And there's not a day, I don't think that's, there's been hard days, but you know what, that's life. And there's not a day that Scott and I would have chosen to do anything different. And we really do love you guys, and we do expect continued friendship. You know, things change and things transition, but I've had some really gracious parents, and all of your words today have to us have been so gracious, and thank you. But gracious parents just say, you know, this is what we're doing right now is not easy. It's actually emotional and hard, and I keep praying for my sanity post having a lot of things to plan. I'm a little nervous about, I feel like Scott's whole life is going to be scheduled and have a calendar attached to it, poor guy. But, you know, there's a beauty to who God is and who He's made each of you. And so our expectation, we really want to leave you guys with the expectation that obedience, although it can be painful, is always worth it to the Lord. Don't ever choose anything but to obey Him. And it's hard at times, those steps of obedience that just feel slightly, you know, or massively painful. But obedience is worth it. He always has a good plan. He always has something in store for you to do for His kingdom. That's why He left us here. That's why we're not gone yet, because we have things to do to further His kingdom and to spread His gospel. And I was praying last night. I really couldn't sleep. Surprise, surprise. God just took me to these scriptures in 2 John, and this is kind of just what I want to leave you guys with. And there, it's 2 John, starting in my tiny Bible, 4. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. And now I ask you, dear friends, not as though I were writing to you a new commandment, but the one we have already had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. Nothing I've said is new. You know, God said it a long time ago. Love God, love others. And that's His commandment. And like Joe said, our continued prayer is that you guys would understand that commandment, you would understand loving Him and loving others, and that you guys would do it well, because you guys are the future of, you're the now and you're the future of our church. And so I can't wait to see what you guys do in ministry. Please always remember what my mama said, you're a missionary no matter where God put you. There's somebody that God has in your life for you to reach right now and always. So I just pray that you guys would remember that and be obedient to God. And we love you, love you, love you, love you. And that goes for every person in the room, parents, students, and leaders. We couldn't have done it without you. So thank you.
One more.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Morris, and I'm Pastor George's wife. And I've had the great privilege of being Jesslyn's supervisor for all of the time that she poured into you. Jesslyn and I laughed together. Yeah, we cried. And I'm not a crier. But what I heard from her heart all the time was her deep care for you guys, her deep concern for you. So I have a word for you. When someone like Jesslyn and Scott have poured into your life the way they have, you cannot fail the Lord, but you cannot fail them. You must continue and be steadfast. Do you understand that? Jesslyn will tell you and Scott will tell you this was never about them. So don't make it about them. Make it about who? Come on, you can do better than that. Who do you make this about? You make it about him. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and I only want honest answers. How many of you came to faith in Jesus Christ through Jesslyn's ministry? I want you to stand up. You came to faith in Jesus Christ because of her ministry. You came into her ministry saying, probably Jesus is a good thing, but I don't really know him, and now I need, and because of her ministry, you now know him. Stand up. Okay. I want you to stay standing. Okay, everybody? All right. Now, if you were impacted to walk closer to the Lord. Now, I don't want everybody just standing because you think, if I don't stand, I'm going to look stupid. If you were impacted in a significant way and you know it was a life-changing experience for you through her ministry, I want you to stand up. If you know more about the Lord, if his word is sweeter to you than it was the day that she began to teach you, I want you to stand up. Now, Jesslyn, there's the standing ovation you deserve. Let's give him a hand. Now, there's a very tacky song, and you do not want me to sing it, but it is so tacky, but it is so sweet. Come here, girl. We love you, Jesslyn.
Can you sing that tacky song? You know that? We love you, Jesslyn. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. This is not good. Never mind.
You sing it, Cheryl.
Oh, no. There would be weeping and gnashing of teeth in here if I started singing. Why don't you just all say, Jesslyn, we love you.
Jesslyn, we love you.
Scott, you're the best.
Scott, you're the best.
And we're going to follow Jesus. All the days of our lives. There you go, girl. There you go. So let's pray for them. You know, Jennifer said she hoped Jesslyn had 100 kids. She has 100 kids. We just want a couple babies. Yeah, kids there's lots of. You'll always be her kids. She will meet you when you are 50, and she will still be calling you her kid. So it's how it goes. That's how it goes. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the one who's redeemed us, saved us, and set us free, Father, we're asking for manifold blessing on Jesslyn and Scott. We're asking, Father, that you would lead and guide their every step. We're asking, Father, that their future, Father, will be sweet, and, Father, it will be sure as they walk in your path. Father, give them grace upon grace. Surprise them, Father. Begin to pour out of heaven, Father, the jewels of surprise that, Father, will Father will embellish their wedding garments, and Father will fill their hearts with great joy. God, give them determination and strength that they've never known before. And Father, we're just asking in Jesus' name that Jesslyn and Scott will not live another day outside of the blessing that you're pouring out on them because of what they've poured into Faith Student Ministries. And we thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I want to remind all of you that we have some holes to fill in Faith Student Ministries. But I want you to understand that as the leadership staff of Faith Bible Chapel, you are in the center of our radar. We're not going to make a fast decision. We're going to make the right decision. And my experience, because I have a lot of it, because I could be every one of your grandmothers. I have a lot of it. I used to be able to say I could be your mother, but I'm way past that. I'm now your grandma. My experience tells me what's right and what's best sometimes takes longer than you'd like it to. But we're all going to be patient. Say, I'm going to be patient. Because I believe God has his best for Faith Student Ministries. And he does. He does. Pastor George is praying. Pastor Jeff is praying. And I am screaming. But we know God is listening. And he's going to bless you abundantly. And he's not left you motherless. And he hasn't left you fatherless. He's got great leaders. And we're just, we got our eyes open. And we're looking. Okay? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being part of our church.
Two quick things. We're going to open the cupcakes, and the leadership meeting, the adult leadership meeting, is canceled. So feel free to linger. We have cupcakes.